Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a delightful weekend. This is indeed the broadcast for... what, it's already October the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017? Wow, time flies when you're having fun, huh? All right, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic Monday. I had a delightful weekend. Hope you did as well. This is our one of two. This is the broadcast for October the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. And our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, with us on Mondays. Welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. Happy to help.
All right, couple of things to talk about first. First off, happy Columbus Day to you, Lowell.
Well, thank you.
And a happy Columbus Day to you, Kurt.
Well, thanks, Sam.
All right. Now, Columbus Day, in my opinion, is a day that ought to be revered in America. It's kind of the day of discovery of a new land. It's a historical reality of a guy who believed in God. It's everything to like, in my humble opinion, the European discovery of the United States. An event to remember on so many fronts for so many reasons, celebrating a lot of our heritage as Americans, a lot of who we are and what we're doing. Just a wonderful, in my opinion, celebratory reality. But you know what? There's people in America that hate it. And they want to get rid of Columbus Day and call it, what, Indigent Day or whatever like that, Indigent People's Day and stuff like that. And I just reject that agenda. I don't like to pervert, manipulate, and destroy history. I believe the more we get pulled away from our heritage, from our roots, from reality, from God, from hard work and discovery, the less freedom we'll have. We need to not cut the bands that tie us to our founding fathers, to our pilgrim heritage, to the quest for religious liberty and more, for the desire to discover new lands, for the hard work, for the belief in God. You know, Christopher Columbus almost gave up, but it was his belief in God. And really, he explains it that he really felt that God had a mission for him to perform. Just critical stuff. But now Antifa is calling for attacks on Columbus Day. They love to trash monuments and different things relating to our heritage. This is just a disgrace as we see the divisions in America continue to escalate on every front, Lowell.
Well, that's right, Sam. You know, a month ago it was Charlottesville when they were, and even preceding that, they've been active in trying to tear down the monuments by which we remember our history. And in fact, worse than that, they tried to distort history by teaching us that, you know, Robert E. Lee was you know, a slave lover and a slave holder. And instead of looking at the real facts, I mean, what a gentleman Robert E. Lee was. People don't realize that Abraham Lincoln offered him, a commission in the Army of the North. But he refused because he couldn't bear to fight. He couldn't war on his own neighbors, his own friends, his own family. And he didn't fight for slavery. There's nothing near that. I mean, and yet the Antifa people, they try to distort history, and they want us to believe something which isn't true. And that's the big lie that current efforts are underway and have been for years now to help us divorce us from our own history, number one, so that we don't learn from it. Because if we learn from our history, then we won't repeat the mistakes of the past. But
we'll also celebrate the values of what people fought and died, gave their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honors for. And it was not only the Revolutionary War, but the Civil War was like-minded. There was a lot of value on the side of the South that history flat-out ignores, which regards to states' rights, sovereignty. They were being economically choked by the North. It goes on and on and on. Slavery is just the manipulative, in my opinion, scapegoat for the reality of a very complex issue boiled down into a perverted, manipulated, historical, false propaganda agenda.
Exactly right. Sam, and we would do well to study that history ourselves, study the original sources, study history by reading original sources, and you get an entirely new perspective. And it's incredible. You read a textbook, a history book that our high school students are given nowadays, and compare that with the actual writings of the people who lived during the time. It is night and day, Sam, between what they really said and did and what the modern-day historians want us to believe they did.
All right, Antifa calling for attacks on Columbus Day. We are not calling for attacks. We are calling for the American people to unite, to stand with the truth, to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property. Quite a contrast, Lowell?
Oh, absolutely, Sam. Absolutely.
All right. Now, Mike Pence walked out on an NFL 49ers game with his wife, Karen. They both walked out. Mike Pence will not attend any game where there are actions that disrespect our military, our flag, and our, quote, national anthem. And believe it or not, a recent poll shows that Mike Pence and his wife, Karen, are not alone. The NFL is the least liked sport in the country, according to the latest polls. Its favorability rating has dropped 31% since August, and ticket sales and TV ratings are plummeting for the NFL, Lowell.
Well, Sam, you probably know that, in my opinion, this is really quite a distraction. I don't want war. I wish we would come home from Afghanistan. I wish we'd come home from Iraq and Syria and every place that we're meddling in the Middle East and threatening to meddle in the Far East. And I think that much of the time today, almost a worship of our military efforts overseas is way overblown. And I don't like interventionism. I don't like world hegemony. And I wish the United States would quit trying to bully other nations of the world into doing what we want them to do. If the NFL, I mean, it's a sport. It's owned by owners, and they can dictate what they want their employees to do. That's absolutely their right. I'll defend their right to do that. But I'm somewhat sad that we are coerced into saluting the flag, into worshiping the military and all that they do, when in reality, Sam, they cause more problems. And when I say they, I'm talking about the politicians and so forth that send them into these conflicts, not the actual military men themselves, because there's good men and women serving in our military from top to bottom. But what I'm saying is that the politicians that stand to gain by sending military men and women into danger, into harm's way, those are the ones I despise. And I just don't, it doesn't sit well with me that they try to coerce the people into this hero worship of everything the military does is worthwhile. And I just don't buy it, Sam.
I totally agree with your point, although I agree with Mike Pence that, hey, protesting in this private setting, let people do what they choose to do. Let agency happen. And if their ratings plummet, they might rethink it. And Pence and his wife, Karen, have every right to do what they did. I have issues with a lot of America's symbolism as well because of the betrayal. We're serving it on a daily basis, and then we celebrate it. I'm concerned about the schizophrenic kind of disjointed reality on that. At the same time, I do want to celebrate America and what America truly stands for, and I don't want to disrespect in any way. So I do stand up. I do put my hand over my heart. I do respect the flag, but then I do my best to truly articulate what it means and live and behave in ways that promote the proper role of limited government and to celebrate the true history of what the flag stands for and more. It turns out the FBI, by the way, is warning of more violence from black identity extremist groups. So Antifa calling for violence and calling for attacks. And now the FBI is warning of more violence from black identity extremist groups. We need to be really careful in America. We need to step back and say, how can we promote peace? How can we stop the violence and the divide on every front? And I submit to you that it starts with these principles that Liberty Roundtable is known for. That is the promotion of God, family, and country. and the protection of life, liberty, and property. What, six words, Lowell?
That's what I count.
We can boil it down to six words from Sam and the Ten Commandments from God. Man, just imagine if that was all in vogue, huh?
You know, my mom used to put her two fingers together, you know, her forefinger and middle finger, and she would tell me, said, Lowell, truth and error are this far apart. You know, and her fingers were right next to each other, right next to each other, right? There's no light coming in between them. And he would say, truth and error are this far apart.
And boy, is she spot on. And speaking of the difference between truth and error, our good buddy, former Judge Roy Moore, wins the primary. We'll talk about that and how critical that is for the solutions we and Roy Moore point out in seconds on your radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this happened a little bit ago. Roy Moore, former judge, Ten Commandments man, if you ask me, defeats Luther Strange 55-45 in the last weeks, or I guess it was even the week before that, runoff election. Tremendous job by Roy Moore. Sadly, Donald Trump backed Luther Strange, but the conservatives are giving the Republicans a run for their money because good, honest Americans are starting to fill the ranks of the House and the Senate. We don't have enough of us, but we're working on it. And the inside Republicans, you know, as Kurt says, what is a Republican? The inside, in my humble opinion, traitors. The swamp critters are starting to scramble, lol.
Well, and the reason I brought this story up again, I know it's a bit of old news, but I want us to learn a lesson from this. It's fun to put together a great show, and we do that, I think, every day, Sam, you do. And of course, I like to mix in a little education as well, lessons learned, basically. And so what I wanted to point out here was that Judge Roy Moore, you know, the commandments man, he was twice removed from Alabama's Supreme Court. Why was he removed? Well, because it wasn't politically tenable, you know, for him to obey the Ten Commandments or have the Ten Commandments monument on the State House, right? He refused to move this monument from the State House in Alabama, right? And here the U.S. Supreme Court, as you know, it has Moses and the Ten Commandments inscribed on the U.S. Supreme Court building back in Washington, D.C. And, of course, in Alabama, here we have the Ten Commandments inscribed right in the State House in a monument there, right? And so he refused to move that, so he got he instructed the judges of Alabama to deny marriage licenses to gays, right? And so there he was obeying Alabama's state law, which defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman, very, very much similar to the way Utah defined marriage. And yet he stood up for the state definition, right? The state has sovereignty in this matter. It's a domestic issue. The federal, the central government has no authority to poke their nose into the issue of marriage. They have no warrant for it. The states didn't give them that power at all, zero. And so here is Alabama standing up, doing the right thing, and he gets thrown off the court because it's not politically tenable, for him to do that. Now, why did he win the GOP senatorial runoff election against Luther Strange? Well, it's exactly because he took a principled stand up for marriage, traditional marriage in its historical, institutional, just the way we've always done it for thousands of years. He stood up for that. And people are looking for people like Judge Roy Moore who will stand up for the traditional institution of marriage, for they're not looking for a politically correct, wimpy congressman.
And to prove your point, Lowell, the people keep putting him back. The swamp keeps rejecting him on technicalities that they manipulate and manufacture, but the people keep putting Roy Moore back. This is the third time the people have said, no, we want a principled leader to stand up. The irony should not be lost on the swamp critters.
And I hope it's not. I mean, this is exactly why I applaud that county clerk from Kentucky. It's why I spent an hour on the phone with our own county clerk here in Utah County back in December of 2013 when Judge Shelby, a federal judge, said that our definition of marriage was unconstitutional. You know, the very definition that we put into our Utah State Constitution, he said in his opinion that that particular definition was unconstitutional. And what did our governor do? What did our county clerks do? They rolled over and they just acquiesced to some opinion by some federal judge who had no warrant, no authority for issuing an opinion on that particular matter.
Yeah, but too bad we don't have a Roy Moore in our state, huh?
Boy, I tell you what, we certainly need. And before this happened, it never occurred to me how powerful a county clerk is. Well, we need good men and women at all levels, national, state, county, and community levels to be involved in the fray here in this battle for liberty. I'm telling you what, Sam, this the county clerks in Utah, had they stuck to their guns and stood by the Constitution of the state of Utah, this land would be a much different place today than it was, than it is right now.
Amen to that. Any final words on Roy Moore, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more. And anyway, that wasn't a play on word. But Judge Roy Moore, I mean, if you ever wanted cloning, man, it's never more.
Anyway, good point. We commend Roy Moore for his stance. It's worth bringing up again. Our prayers are with him come the election that he beats the Democrat. At least Donald Trump will be aligned with him this time, at least they claim, and I sure hope former Judge Roy Moore wins, because I really believe that Rand Paul and Roy Moore and, hopefully even Ted Cruz to some degree, and Mike Lee, and I hope we can start to get a group of senators that will really start to stand for liberty, and if there gets to be enough of them, and if enough of us Americans truly back God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property, man, we can get somewhere for a change. I know people believe like nothing can be accomplished, but I disagree. It's one little bit at a time. When the people do nothing, nothing good happens. But when good, honest people go to work, good things happen every time, Lowell. Every time. Every time people say, well, man, stick a fork in America, it's done. But every time good people do things, good things happen. I see it over and over, Lowell, and I don't want that point to be lost either.
I totally agree, Sam, and it doesn't take a majority to prevail. Let's remember the words of Sam Adams. He says it takes an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires in the minds of men. And he's talking about brush fires of freedom, of liberty, of being liberty-minded. If just a few, just a handful in Congress will do this, take this to heart, they can change. they can change history. And you've got, you mentioned the ones in the Senate. We've got great people in the House, too. And, you know, a few like Thomas Massey and Justin Amash and Raul Labrador from Idaho and, you know, great people all over the country. A few of them, I admit, but at least there's a few.
Yes, and we need to be very careful, too, that even if we disagree with Labrador or Amash or, you know, Mike Lee once in a while or some of the time, we cannot. This is the problem with the Patriots. We just simply think if it's not perfect and pure, then we can't work with them at all. And that's one of the saddest mistakes of all, Lowell.
You know, the philosophers who have observed history over time, they've been pretty adamant about the fact that if you want change, cultural change, you have to, philosophically, you have to go for everything. You know, like, you know, Ron Paul would not have attracted any attention had he said, well, we need to cut the income tax rate by five percentage points, right? What he did, he says, we need to abolish the income tax. That is the correct stance. Now, am I optimistic that we will actually abolish the income tax in the short term? Well, no. But if you don't take that stance, then you're not going to gain any ground. And so I think it's important to have the right ideals and to be talking about the right ideals, but then we need to be willing to accept less than the ideal in order to gain ground in
the
cause.
We teach to the ideal, we live in the real, that's for sure. Speaking of somebody who does that, well-known talk show host Kate Daly does that. You had an opportunity to spend some time with her, right, Lowell?
We did, Sam, last Friday night. My goodness, that was just 3 days ago. Kate Daly, who lives in St. George area of Utah, came all the way up here to northern Utah and to Highland, where I live, and spoke to about a small group of citizens, probably about 100 people there. And her topic was one of your favorite topics, Sam, is the fake news, you know, in today's media. She talked about fake news in today's media. And she started off, Sam, talking about her evening in Las Vegas just a week earlier. It was Sunday night, the night of the shooting in Las Vegas. She and her husband were downtown Vegas just walking around, enjoying the sights and the sounds and the people and the shops. And you know how it is in a big town like that, all the lights and the goings on. It's fun to watch people. It's fun to go window shop and, you know, dream of what you might be able to use this for or that for. And well, you know, she and her husband were there downtown, and she said to her husband, you know, I'm done here. Let's head out to the airport. They were down there to pick up their daughter at the airport, and her husband looked at her kind of incredulous and thinking, what, you're done? you're a woman, you know, and you like to shop, and you're telling me you're done? And she said, yeah, let's just go. Let's get in the car. Let's leave. Let's get out of here, and let's go to the airport. I know it's a bit early. We'll wait for our daughter at the airport. And so they did. They left. Now, was that a coincidence that she left the downtown? She left 30 minutes before the shooting began in Las Vegas, Sam.
All right. When we come back, Lowell will answer that question and more. We're talking about well-known talk show host Kate Daly speaking over the weekend at a Highland, Utah citizens meeting. Does a phenomenal job. Kate, a well-known national talk show host in her own right, and we consider her a personal friend. Hold on, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Remember U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl? Well, he is likely to plead guilty on charges of desertion and misbehaving with the enemy. The Obama administration was able to secure his release after exchanging Taliban commanders. The sergeant claims he was held in brutal conditions, claiming he was caged, kept in darkness, beaten, and chained. Bergdahl is facing 5 years on the desertion charge and life imprisonment on other charges. California's Governor Jerry Brown has signed a package protecting aliens. Landlords will be barred from disclosing information about immigration status in order to intimidate, harass, or evict tenants without proper procedure. The immigrants will now be allowed to sue in court if the landlord violates those rules. Additionally, no state office or entity in California can compel a landlord to obtain and disclose information on a tenant's immigration status. State legislators don't want Immigration and Customs to enforce federal laws on immigration, saying that tears families apart. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so if you want to learn more about the lady we're talking about, Kate Daly, it's katedalyradio.com, K-A-T-E-D-A-L-L-E-Y, katedalyradio.com. Check it out. She does a phenomenal job. She's in southern Utah, does a show on a local radio station there. Phenomenal talk radio, by the way. She came up to speak to Lowell. Lowell?
Well, thank you, Sam.
Well, Lowell and about 100-plus other people, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't come up here just for me, but for 100 of us, she thought it was worthwhile, and we were delighted that she came. She's a delightful gal, and she's more like a real journalist, Sam. In other words, she digs into the story. She doesn't talk about things that she doesn't have enough information about. You know, she doesn't speculate, or if she does speculate, she tells you straight out that she is speculating. I mean, wouldn't it be refreshing if Main Street journalists would do the same? But instead, what they do is they get these. In fact, she described a little bit of this. They get these stories that are generated by some committee, and I forget the name of the committee, but they put out these news stories, and then the local news outlets basically they just change a few words and they use those stories. They make them look local, but they're really they're actually designed and shot and spun by this central, sort of like a national agency of some kind that does have its partial government, it's sort of like a public-private partnership of some kind, and they push these stories out all over the world. I mean,
she's exactly right, and that's why I criticize Donald a little bit, because he says the mainstream media is the enemy of the people and all this kind of stuff, but yet he caters to that committee. Caters to that inside group big time. Well, I can't get a hold of Donald Trump or interview him or even get information to him on news stories that I find valuable. But yet at the same time, he literally dovetails with that committee very well. And we've documented this many times. Kate's spot on, Lowell.
Absolutely. Now, back to Kate's story in Las Vegas. She and her husband picked up their daughter at the airport. They left the downtown early. I call that inspiration. You know, you ask, why did she leave early downtown? She didn't have to leave, but I think she was inspired to leave to get out of the downtown before the shooting began. She just followed her, you might call it womanly intuition, you might call it inspiration, but anyway, she and her husband left downtown, went to the airport, waited a while, got their daughter, and during this time, of course, that's when the shooting began. They got back on the freeway and headed north. They wanted to go north, you know, through Vegas to their home in St. George, but the traffic on the freeway slowed down, and then it just entirely stopped. And there they were, stuck on the freeway for hours, opposite Mandalay Bay. So they had a police scanner, so she followed the news all night long, basically, just listened to the police scanner. And eventually they were turned to go south, and both northbound and southbound on the interstate were headed south. She thought to herself, you know, at some point, aren't we going to be hitting traffic coming north? And anyway, it was a long night. She didn't get home until about 4:30 the next morning or so. But the important point is that she was listening to her police scanner the whole night and heard reports of multiple shooters and multiple arrests. And so when she woke up the next day and saw the mainstream media story about a lone wolf gunman, well, she initially rejected that out of hand because she had heard all of the various shooters from various locations on the police scanner the night before. And so she's been talking about this on her radio show probably at least, you know, two or three times the past week. And so anyway, it was very interesting to hear her take on what went down in Las Vegas that Sunday night and the next morning. And the point she was making was that the mainstream media story does not match up with what actually happened. That was the takeaway. That was the fake news in today's media that she was highlighting. Now, she went on to talk about several other things while she was with us there in Highland last Friday evening. She does about 400 interviews every year, Sam. She has on people, you know, from top to bottom, people like Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell and, you know, famous people, with some in politics, some not in politics. And she's always asked, well, what was your best interview or your favorite interview or your most interesting interview? What she said was that she interviewed Ed Haslam, who authored a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey. And she said that was the most interesting interview that she has ever done. And now, Dr. Mary's Monkey, I'd never heard of the book, Sam, until last Friday night. Have you ever heard of a book titled Dr. Mary's Monkey?
No, I haven't. Yeah, have you, Kurt? Did you go to the meeting Friday night?
Yeah, I was there, and I heard that. I'm just trying to find out more info on it.
Okay.
Here's the subtitle to the book, How the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and Cancer-Causing Monkey Viruses Are Linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK Assassination, and the Emerging Global Epidemics. Talk about a subtitle. That is a mouthful. And so I listened to a little bit of the interview that she did with Ed Haslam, and boy, it is fascinating. I tell you what, very fascinating. Anyway, that was their most interesting interview, I'll leave that right there and encourage our listeners to get that book and read it. She mentioned the NDAA bill signed into law by Obama in late 2016, which basically prohibits foreign news sources in the United States. I thought this was really interesting. They call this the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. Now, I hadn't heard about this before, but it's certainly worth talking about because it was in the NDAA bill that Obama signed into law. But what this Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act does, it gives the central government the authority and the power, you know, so-called authority. They don't really have authority, but they're claiming they have the authority to stop independent news sources from spreading propaganda and disinformation. Well, you know, you and I both know that the fake news being spread by the mainstream media is far worse propaganda and disinformation than the truth that is promoted on stations like this one right here, Liberty Roundtable, And yet they will use this act, this is my prediction, Sam, they will use this act, this law, to shut down information outlets such as Liberty Roundtable, such as the Kate Daly Show, and other shows like this, because they don't want the truth to hit the airwaves.
Yeah, you're right about that fact. I concur. And we commend Kate Daly for doing a great job. She does a great radio program. Again, it's katedalyradio.com. And, you know, we're going to see if we can't work with her more in the future. I know that, you know, everybody just kind of gets on their own trajectory and the things that they're working on. But we're gonna see if we can't reach out to her and work with her in some fashion. So, you know, good things are happening, and we're doing the best we can. And so is
one
she.
Little
it was
thing.
Delightful to have her speak Friday night to a group of citizens in Lowell's area. Kurt?
Yeah, and I was there as well. And one of the things that I would say that she agrees with you a big about, Sam, is that when she took a little leave of, I think they were going to fire her, and then a whole bunch of people wanted her back. When she was being re-engaged, if you will, you know, to be back on the radio, they wanted to offer her money or whatever, and she said, no, she's going to own her own thing. And so I just thought that was interesting. She came to that same conclusion, just like you did, that you've got to have your own gig, if you will, and your own way to get your word out.
Yeah, otherwise the velvet hammer rocks hard, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Pretty soon you find yourself in a situation where you're on the air, you're stuck into a contract, so you can't leave, but you can't report what you feel, and you can't talk about the truth, and eventually it becomes worthless.
Well, great
Good point,
Kurt, because Kate, and she told that story, and I love how the listeners, her listenership, had such a big impact. You know, when she basically got taken off the air at Fox or wherever it was and basically fired, the listeners that loved Kate Daly's show, they pounded the media. I think it was Fox. They just pounded Fox with their telephone calls day after day asking, where's Kate Daly? What happened to Kate Daly? And it was the listenership that persuaded the media outlet Fox to invite her, you know, back on. it was fantastic. That's the power of the individual listener, the power of the citizen, doing what he can to in the cause of liberty.
You're right about that. Ben Swan, though, used to be a well-known TV host, used to do Reality Check. But the bottom line, what was it called? Is it Reality Check, Kurt?
Yeah, Fact Check, I think it was. But Kate said, hey, he got Ben Swan, and I don't want to get Ben Swan.
Yeah, that's the point.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, enough on Kate Daly, but it's katedalyradio.com. She does a great job. And the point is, what happened to Ben Swan and his reality check? Well, he got shut down by the thugs and flat out taken off the air. I know Ben personally, he says he can't talk about the details. I'm sure they, you know, this is just speculation on my part. Ben has not told me this, but I'm sure they threatened his family or did something, and flat out he's gone. Now you say, Sam, he's not gone. He's still on a Atlanta, Georgia radio or TV station as a news guy in the evenings. That's right. But he doesn't talk about the hard-hitting stuff he used to talk about. He's been silenced. And that's going to happen to the rest of us because, you know what, not enough people standing together. And so I pray that Kate doesn't get Ben Swan, Kurt. We'll do all we can for her.
Yeah, good point.
But it's very likely today. You know, Bill O'Reilly's back, so I guess you don't need to worry about it anymore. You see what I'm talking about? All right, now.
Good point.
Why disarming the citizenry would be so dangerous is another topic we got to cover before the end of the hour. Lowell?
Well, thank you, Sam. With the tragedy in Las Vegas just a week ago, Sam, people are complaining about guns and the lack of gun control, the lack of gun regulation, the ease by which people have guns, and so forth. And so, the situation is tragic, absolutely tragic. However, the solution being promulgated and promoted by those in power is not the correct solution, right? People who are alive today, and we've been so long alive in a pretty safe, stable society, it becomes a little bit easier for us to believe that armed citizens are somehow a threat to life and liberty. But such is not the case. You know, just hours before this, these gunmen in Las Vegas.
But you know what, though, Lowell?
Yeah.
The enemies of liberty know that, Kurt. Or, I mean, Lowell.
Yeah.
The enemies of freedom know that good, honest Americans who have guns and who have a right to keep and bear arms, they know the statistics that well over 100 times more defense happens with guns, the saving of lives rather than the taking of life. They know full well of the truth of this. In fact, Senator Dianne Feinstein just told Face the Nation over the weekend that she knows there was no law that could have stopped this shooter. Again, just so you know, it's against the law to kill people, okay? And it's against God's law and it's against our nation's law. They know this. They also know that you and I aren't racist, but they're going to double down on both because they're enemies of freedom. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's right. And if they stay alive long enough and often enough and loudly enough, then people come to believe that lie. And that's what we're up against. And so what we need to do, we need to learn from history. Here's a couple more lessons, history lessons. I want to talk about Catalonia in Spain. And I want to talk about Chile, what happened to them, you know, because it wasn't very long before the tragedy there in Las Vegas that the citizens in a small region surrounding Barcelona, Spain, they were voting for regional independence. You know, it's a place called Catalonia. And, you know, I don't know that we've talked about this much on this show or not, but Catalonia's citizens, they have a unique language, a unique culture, history, and so forth. They really don't consider themselves part of Spain. They consider Spain just a neighboring power, but really not their rightful rulers. And so, you know, just like America's Continental Congress heroically did in the 1700s, and just as, you know, Texas and sometimes California threaten to do nowadays, Catalonia wished for their own independence. They wanted to secede from Spain and basically put together their own country, which would respect their own culture, their own heritage, and so forth. Well, they had a vote where they were going to peacefully secede, right? They were going to decide whether or not there was enough interest in the country to secede from Spain and have their own country. Well, what happened? The polling stations were attacked by armed agents of the state. people in, policemen in riot gear and bayonets. The Spanish National Police fired rubber bullets. They unleashed tear gas on the voters. They broke down the polling centers and disrupted the vote. They destroyed ballots. And so now they've really thrown the election into serious doubt. I mean, you can't count the ballots that are destroyed, right? You can't, the integrity of the election, really, they destroyed in doing this. And so why do I bring this up in this context? Well, it's because in Spain, the ownership of firearms is not a protected right. Civilian firearms licenses are restricted in Spain to cases of extreme necessity if the government finds a genuine reason that you need a firearm. They do background checks, medical exams. They probably do psychiatric exams. They license the restrictions, and other restrictions which just simply restricts access to guns. Licenses are granted individually by caliber and model, with automatic weapons strictly forbidden. Police can demand a citizen produce a firearm at any time for inspection or confiscation. So basically, Spain has enacted what, Feinstein and others here in this country would call common sense restrictions. Common sense gun control restrictions, right? I mean, that's what they want to do here in America, too. But
understand that these common sense restriction people like Dianne Feinstein and others have bodyguards that are armed to the teeth, and by like the way.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, Sam, how do you stop a bad guy with a gun? Well,
you just have a good guy bring the rape me not, the kill me not, the whatever you want to say out and stop that.
It's a good guy with a gun, yeah. And so it makes no sense. And we can't have police everywhere. It's just you'd have to have, three times as many police as citizens in the country to have police everywhere to stop bad guys with guns. And that's just and it turns out that there's a lot of corruption in police forces as well. So they're not going to be able to provide that security to the population anyway. So you need a lot of good guys with guns. You need citizens who are well armed, and that's not what Spain has. And so there you go. There's Catalonia, because they don't have a population that's armed, then they cannot defend themselves against the agents of the state who disrupted their peaceful voting, their peaceful election on a very important question for them. So now we go to Chile, which was another example of why we should not be so willing to support gun control in the wake of these incidents like Las Vegas. This article by Jacob Hornberger just last week, he entitled his post, "Before Agreeing to Gun Control, Remember Chile." Well, calls for gun control after the mass shooting in Las Vegas have become, you hear it everywhere, but we really need to keep Chile in mind. In 1973, Sam, the Chilean National Security Establishment, after winning a quick military battle against the president of the country, they took power. And the new ruler, a military general named Pinochet, Augusto Pinochet, established one of the most brutal dictatorships in modern history. Sam, this is 1973. That's like I was like, how old was I? I was probably 15 years old back then. So I grew up thinking Hitler was the last bad guy. Well, little did I know, right? Tens of thousands of people rounded up without arrest warrants, without an indictment, without due process of law, many of them brutally tortured, many of them executed or just disappeared off the street. What had they done? Nothing. Their only crime was that they supported the democratically elected president who had been ousted in the coup, and that was Allende. Salvador Allende was the president up until that time, and up until 1973, when Pinochet took over. And so anybody who supported Allende, they got disappeared. And what happened to the federal courts in Chile? They went silent, right? Because the judges knew what would happen to them if they enforced the law and the Constitution against the country's new military dictatorship. It's the chilling effect that went into play there in Chile. And so the Pinochet regime was a model of the term tyranny, right? I mean, basically, That's what happened to them was what President Eisenhower warned Americans about in 1961 about the grave danger their own military industrial complex posed to themselves right here in America.
And you're spot on, and the warning is just as valid, if not more so today than it was back then. History is rich with examples of the reasons that good, honest Americans need to keep and bear arms. In fact, it was the understanding that the founders had of this very principle that had them codify a God-given unalienable right of self-defense in the supreme law of the land and the Second Bill of Rights as well. I mean, they understood this very clearly from history. So this is a historical reality that we need to make sure that Americans do not lose sight of today.
And the big reason that Chileans got victimized by the Pinochet dictatorship, why couldn't they resist, we ask ourselves. Well, here in America, we have guns, but in Chile, in 1973, they had gun control, and due to those gun control laws, the people lacked the ability, the means, to resist and to overthrow that Pinochet regime, right? So when tyrants are the only ones who have guns, then citizens have two choices. You either obey those who have the guns, or you get killed.
Well, and we know that guns are valuable for the defense of freedom, and I'll tell you how we know that. Are you ready? The United States funds and trains and arms to the teeth so-called freedom fighters in other countries, stopping tyrannies there. The problem is eventually those tyrannical thugs get stopped, but what happens is later the guys that we backed and trained and armed and funded turn out to be the tyrannical thugs, creating another round of carnage. But the reality is if that doesn't work to defend ourselves with the right to keep and bear arms, then why would we arm other nations to do just that? Can I ask that question? See, they don't think through these details and lay it out in a cogent way for people to understand, putting it on the kitchen table, if you will, Lowell.
Exactly right, Sam. Well put. Let's remember that the U.S. helped oust Allende, right? The CIA, the Pentagon, they worked to oust Allende, and they put Pinochet in power. Why did they do that? They wanted war in that country. They wanted to break down the liberty-minded people in Chile. They don't want...
And we're not even asking the government to arm us. All we're saying is do not violate the God-given unalienable right of peaceful self-defense. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Lowell's spot on. We cannot lose that reality check, if you will, in history. By the way, Ben Swan's well-known series was called Reality Check, just for everybody's FYI. But Ben's no longer around, folks. And maybe the rest of us won't be around either, huh? Thanks, Lowell.
That's a reality check.
Good to be with you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Lowell. Amen to that, Kurt. Hour one of the can, two coming up. Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure.